what the toxin and hormones and sex have to do with each other? Stay tuned to find out in this exciting episode. I'll see you on the inside.
This podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Ann Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside.
Well, hello there. I am so excited for this episode to interview my mentor and the person who taught me hormone replacement therapy and really a lot about anti-aging medicine. And I learned everything, most of what I know about hormone from him, Dr. Paul Savage. And he's a pioneer in longevity medicine and hormones replacement therapy and now toxin. And I want you to stay in for this episode. We're going to find out so much about toxin and how to live longer, better life and the new treatment that he has just patented for us as well. So welcome, Dr. Savage.
Thanks, Fran, for having me. This is really exciting. And I'm in that way, I did teach you the hormones. But your books and your podcast teach me even more about the men's sexual health part, because I love watching your podcast because I always pick up something. Because everybody looks over my head and sees the word expert. I look over my head and I see the word student. And that's what I always want to be able to see, because I always want to be able to learn everything I can from everybody who has a good piece of information to give. And that includes patients, who I probably learned more from in the last 30 years than anybody else.
Oh, well, you're also a good role model. And when I toured his office, I was like, this is the office that I want to be at. But let's talk about the things that is really passionate for you. And I can tell by talking with you that you believe and live longevity medicine, because you have turned your life around after having been 300 pounds. But share your story about how you turned your life around. What did you realize that it's really the key to longevity medicine?
So the issue started when I got out of medical school and I went into emergency medicine, and I was the nighttime guy at one of the largest trauma centers in the world in Detroit. And that was it for 10 years. And at the end of 10 years, I'm 280 pounds. I can't sleep. I'm anxious all the time. I have some degree of heart disease already. I have diabetes. I have low thyroid. I have erectile dysfunction, but it was so bad that I wasn't even using it. I didn't realize that I didn't have libido until afterwards. When I got the libido back, I was like, oh my God, I forgot what that was all about. But I went to my doctor and he was like putting me on my seventh medicine, because now I had narcolepsy and anxiety. And he was like, here's another pill. And I was like, Neil, I need to do something different. This isn't working. And he looked at me straight face, because I'm smoking, I'm drinking, and I'm 300 pounds. He goes, you're the unhealthiest 38-year-old I've ever met. He goes, if you want to get help, if you want to feel better, why don't you just go get healthy? Now, I'm going to show you this for your viewers. This is my last year picture in the ER department, and that's me at the age of 38.
Oh, my God.
I didn't even know I had this picture. I thought I destroyed all of them until a while back when one of my people said, you threw this away on your way out the door when I quit ER, and they pulled it out of the trash and they kept it. And then they came, saw me later, said, I want to give you back this. And I'm really grateful for that, because I didn't have any other
pictures. By the way, that looked like 60-year-old. So if you're listening to this, that picture of a 38-year-old looks like a 68-year-old.
Now I'm 62. And so I feel like a 38-year-old, which is fantastic. So, I mean, I'm the famous Benjamin Buttons. I'm just winding the clock backwards. So, I mean, this was how the whole thing got started. And basically, I went out, got a nutritionist and a physical fitness person, because I didn't know what to do. I really had no clue. I mean, am I supposed to swim, run at this weight, lift weight? I mean, I really didn't know. So I said, I'm going to go get a trainer. And he was a junior Olympic martial artist. And I loved him, still do. He taught me more. He said, I can get the weight off. It's the other stuff I'm going to teach you that's more important, which is more about the mindfulness that I had no concept of. And then the nutritionist was like, let's get started. 6 months into the program, I was 13 pounds fatter.
Oh, my goodness. And how long ago was this? What year was this?
This was, 1996.
Okay, so that's what I put in context. This is 1996, before we know what we know now. So
at that time,
you were obese. It's up to you to kind of find out the solution to get healthier, whatever that means.
So I'm on the treadmill. My trainer's there, and I'm bemoaning to him. It's like, I can't get this weight off, which is what I've been saying for 6 months. And I was eating what the nutritionist was giving me, and I was working out with this guy 5 days a week for 45 minutes, drenched in sweat, and it wasn't working. And this bodybuilder, big muscular bodybuilder, walks by. He goes, "You need testosterone." And he walked on past. And that's when I went, "Oh, that's dangerous. Causes heart disease and prostate cancer." But it kind of kept ringing the bell in my mind. I just didn't seem to want to go away. Like, it wanted me to listen to it. And I finally started thinking about it and looked up testosterone, what happens when guys get orchiectomy, and I had all those symptoms. I was overweight. I couldn't sleep. I had anxiety. I had no libido. I couldn't put on muscle. I couldn't lose weight. I had no energy. I went to my doctor, said, "I need testosterone." I checked my level. It was 92, which is between 90 and 100, or you're dead.
Reference, the range is 300 to 900, guys. So he's really after the level of probably a 90-year-old guy, probably.
So I went to my doc and I said, "I need you to give me testosterone." He goes, "I can't do that. That's illegal." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "Unless you've had an orchiectomy or a head injury, you don't get testosterone." I was like, "What is it? The Anti-Steroid Abuse Act. It's not able." So anyway, there were doctors out there that were giving testosterone, not legally, through compounding pharmacies that were dispensing it, not legally. And I tracked down one of those and got put on the testosterone. And within weeks, I started feeling better. My energy came up, sleep got better, my anxiety went away, I started getting erections, my muscles started coming out, the fats. I was like, and 7 months later, and I wasn't healthy yet, but I'd made such a dramatic change that I went to the guy who was the head of the emergency department, and I said, "I'm giving you my resignation." Now, I'm the nighttime guy at the biggest trauma center in the world. And he's like, he goes, "What are you going to do?" I said, "I'm going to go open clinics and give guys testosterone." And that's what I did. Now, I didn't know 2 months into the program that Suzanne Summers was going to come into my office, sit her butt down and say, "You really want to get the guys in here? Treat their women, treat their wives, and they'll bring their husbands." Made a lot of sense. So I went to Pam Smith and went to Diane Schwartzbein, learned more about the bioidentical hormones, and went on to build 50 centers nationwide called Biologic MD.
That's right. And that's how I learned about hormones. And I learned from Dr. Pam Smith and Dr. Savage. It was about 2010 at that time. And you were teaching at A4M at that time.
For the first 6 years, from 2005 to 2011, I did the whole module one of the fellowship. That was me on stage for about 3-day marathon. But I enjoyed it. I really, really enjoyed it. But at that point, then Body Logic was up to 50 centers. And it was just getting difficult for me to set a time. So Pam and I just decided we brought somebody else in and kind of worked my way out.
Wonderful. So that was kind of like your way on to gaining health. And I want to touch on the topic of toxin. Mm-hmm. What are toxin and why are they bad? And why should we care?
Well, toxins, simply put, are toxic. I know that sounds a little funny to say, but they're not good for you. In every way, there's nothing good about these guys. Toxins can be anything that is introduced into the human body, which interferes with the way that the body does its metabolism, the way it works. Now, toxins, because there's all sorts of different toxins, attack the body in all sorts of different ways. It can attack the DNA and break it. It can attack the way the DNA gives its message out and make that message abnormal. It can attack the way the cell energy works by damaging the mitochondria. It can attack the way the cells hold itself together by burning the membrane. It can attack the tissue that the cells become. It can become a hormone and act not like the hormone, but the exact opposite, but occupy the space. So the real hormone can't work anymore. And the worst thing of all, it can actually break the way you detox. And it does. Toxins break the way you get rid of toxins. So eventually, when you get enough of them, nothing works and you can't get rid of them. That's why toxins are dangerous.
Now, what are toxins? Give an example, some top five common toxins that you see all the time.
Well, you have the heavy metals. So you have the lead, the mercury, and the arsenic, which are the top three heavy metals in the environment. I don't know very many people out there that want to go eat arsenic or drink mercury. promise you, you'll die. It's not good for you. The other categories are things like environmental toxins, which are a whole variety of things that are man-made that we put into the environment. And they come into categories like pesticides, herbicides, phthalates, which are things that make plastic softer, but they're terrible on the human body. There are things like phenols, like biphenyl A, which is the plastic particle that interferes with everything in our system. Volatile organic compounds, which is basically fumes from any gasoline toxic that you have. And then there's the organic toxins, like the mycotoxins. There's bacterial toxins. All of these things are dangerous to the body. And in small enough versions, your body can get rid of them. The problem is, it's not in small enough versions anymore.
So can we avoid toxins? It seems like it's everywhere. There's no way we can avoid it.
It used to be that we could say, don't eat fish because of the mercury and the PFA, or get freshwater fish. Don't drink the water because of the lead. Look at the lead crisis. There used to be ways we could avoid it. But toxins were introduced into our environment in 1958. They never existed before that point. That's when atrazine was first used as a herbicide. And from that point where we introduced one to today, where we have 144,000 man-made toxins in our environment. And the fact is, it's kind of like smoke. It finally just seeped everywhere and into everything. And there's very little that you can do to avoid it. Matter of fact, of all the most dangerous ones, 75% of those are found in your home.
Oh, wow. That is shocking. So give me some examples of that. What's like in your home?
Sure. So let's look at anything that's processed food has phthalates in it. It has 58,000 nanograms of phthalate, which is the plastic stuff. So think of nanoplastics and microplastics. Do you know they just did a study where they removed the plaque from the arteries of the neck and they analyzed it under a microscope and they found thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of plastic.
Oh my God.
Those plastics get into us and out of us day in and day out. You have all these chemicals under your sink that are extremely dangerous. They're oxidative agents. And you know this, I've said this for years. The three biggest dangers to humans are oxidation, inflammation, and glycation, which means burning, heat, and sugar. So burning things are things that catch things on fire and burn them. And those are what we call oxidative agents, or people say oxidative stressors. That's what herbicides do. You spray it on a plant, it burns the leaf. That's why it dies. Now you have that in you because they're everywhere. There's not a food product that you can buy that is free of some degree of toxin, which makes it very overwhelming. Like, well, then what's the use? The reason is there you can minimize the amount of toxins that you're exposed to. And for the first time ever, we can actually get toxins out. That has never to date ever been accomplished in medicine. We had diets, but the detox diet didn't remove the toxins. It just took care of the inflammation and oxidation downstream. It never removed the toxins to a significant degree. We had chelation, but really only, like you and I both know, you would chelate people for 6 months, and if you got 20% of the metals out, it was a good day.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I myself had lead toxicity because I eat a lot of fish. And I got tested, and I did all sorts of detox. I learned in A4M. And now, glory behold, I still have lead in my body as well. So I think I'm fine at all.
Same thing with you. When I first found out about, because I did the hormones for a long time, I knew I had heart disease. I always felt it had something to do with growing up in the farm community, which I was exposed to all this crap all the way from 0 to 18 before I moved out. I always felt it was due to that. And then finally, we started being able to get testing like heavy metals and things that were fairly accurate. And I did my heavy metal testing, and my lead and mercury were off the charts. And for 20 years, I did detox, and I got them down out of the red, out of the orange, into the upper part of the green. And I was very happy with that. But the protocol that we put together, within 12 weeks, I took them from the top of the green, and they all zeroed out, and they all stayed zeroed out ever since.
Right. So we cover toxin. So what are the top five toxins that you see?
What we did last year is we took every patient that we had in our system that was healthy between the ages of 60 and 75. And if you were healthy, I just said, would you do this urine test for me? And we did a toxin test, which you can get available. There's a lot of them out there. This specific toxin test had 109 different toxins. There was mycotoxins and environmental toxins and heavy metal toxins and PFAs. And we had people do it. And I've done this before, years before. The startling thing, the result of this past year was everybody had toxins. Nobody was free. Matter of fact, the fewest we ever found was in one guy who had three. The most we found was in a woman who had 33. And those are all in what we call high critical ranges. In other words, we didn't use what you and I would use for reference ranges of how much mercury should you have? Zero. We used what the government said, 0.5 micrograms per gram. And these people had three times that much. That's what makes it high critical levels. And we had so many people with that. So what were the five top ones of the group that we did? Number one, without a question, glyphosate. Now, maybe you've heard it called the other name, Roundup by Monsanto. It's the most commonly used herbicide in the world. We dump 200 million tons of that stuff in our environment every year. 74% of our patients who were healthy, we tested for, had high critical ranges of glyphosate. Number two, lead. There's your lead crisis. In 2017, a Chicago station came to me, Flint had its lead crisis, said, tell us everything you know about lead. And I'm like, why are we talking about Flint? Why aren't we talking about Chicago? They're like, we don't have a problem here. I was like, oh, we got a problem here. And it's gotten even worse. Number three, bisphenol A, BPA. That was number three. It's a hormone disruptor. And guys, if you want to know why you're on testosterone and it's not working, I promise you, you got something interfering with the receptor. And I'll bet you nickels to dime, it might be BPA. Because once that on a receptor, it doesn't let go until the receptor dies.
This is the plastic you don't want to drink out of. Right, and here I am drinking out of it.
Here's my stainless steel clean canteen, which I only, and I do it through my triple filtered reverse osmosis water, which is not expensive. These are not expensive fixes. You can do these biohacks in your whole house for less than $100. But you got to do it because you got to stop giving this stuff into the body. Number four, mercury. Yep, the thing that gives you all sorts of crazy heart disease, mercury, and number four. And number five, and we thought maybe the wives were doing something to the guys because everybody had arsenic. And that is, if you don't remember, arsenic is one of the most toxic poisons you can kill people with. I think it was 43% of our patients had high critical levels of arsenic.
How in the world do we get arsenic in our system?
Well, because we make arsenic when you're doing batteries and when you're doing pipe work and all these different things, and then it's run off into the rivers and it gets into the environment and then it gets into the aquifers. That's how all these 144,000 chemicals have kind of just oozed their way into everything. There is no corner of this earth where you won't find these toxins. We've gone down to the deepest part of the ocean and we found plastics and bisphenol A and phthalates and all of these things at the bottom of the ocean. We've gone to the top of the Mount Everest and found it in the snow. It's everywhere. And it used to be not. But we're increasing exponentially our use of toxins every year because before 1960, we didn't dig in the dirt for the heavy metals. We didn't spray everything to kill it. We didn't add stuff to your food. And now we have these forever chemicals that the CDC just last month put out a notice to doctors, you should check all your patients for PFAs because 98% of the American population have high toxic levels of PFA. By the way, as a little sidebar, we have no approved way of removing these from the human body. Then why test for it? That was their recommendation.
Now, what's PFA? Again, can you say that?
Sure. PFA is the forever chemicals, the polyfluoral chemicals. And they're called the forever chemicals. Where might you find them? They're in every kind of bag. So if you open up a bag of potato chips, you got PFAs. If you open a pizza box, anything that you use to make it anti-grease or anti-water, waterproof and greaseproof, has PFAs. So pizza boxes are just covered in a PFA. Umbrellas, raincoats, galoshes, anything, your car wax, your cosmetics, they're everywhere. And you have to start realizing there's better ways to protect yourself. Because I agree with the government when it says you need to minimize your exposure. And on MD Lifespan, for any of your clients that want to go there, and we'll give a link to give for your website, but you can get our PDF of get clean and keep clean, which is basically how to get rid of them out of you and how do you keep them out of you? Because it's very simple and it doesn't have to be expensive.
And so I'll put that link in the show notes. So it's a little a guide on how to get the triple osmosis device that you talk about that we can clear the water.
So it's clearing the water, clearing the chemicals that you clean the house with, not buying things that are in bags, boxes, or bottles.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not the stuff that's in the food that's bad. It's the stuff that's holding the food that's in the bag that is the worst thing for you. How's that? Like, yeah, I'd rather have you eat the popcorn than eat the bag because the bag has all the PFAs in it. But once you pop it, it's all over the popcorn.
Okay. So essentially, if you're living on this earth, you have toxin, period.
100%. Our study shows, now the government says 98% of the PFAs, and our study shows of the 50 people we tested in Chicago, and they were healthy people, everybody had toxins at the government's level of toxicity.
Okay. So now you're making me anxious. I'm like, oh my God, I got to get the toxin out. I'm going to get cancer. I'm going to die of heart disease and so forth. But is it the end of the world for us? Aside from the guide that you gave us, what else can we do to get toxin out if we don't have a chance to go to your office, which he's had this patented therapy that is called therapeutic plasma exchange. We'll talk about that, but I kind of want to go back to like, oh my God, you're making me anxious. I got all these toxins in my body. I'm breathing on this earth. So what can I do?
And I'm glad I'm making you anxious because you should be anxious because we're seeing cancer hit our young people sooner and more aggressively. Just this past year, the government, for the first time ever, dropped colonoscopies from 50 to 45 and mammograms from 45 to 40. Why'd they do that? Because there's an 80% increase in the last 10 years in the cancer rate between 40 and 50. Alzheimer's is striking more people sooner. Autoimmune diseases are always on the rise, and everybody's like, we don't know why. Everything that's associated with a chronic disease state, cancer, heart disease, neurodegenerative, autoimmunity, immune system dysfunction, has to a degree toxins as a fingerprint. So you should be nervous. With that being said and done, fear is a great motivator to change. And you can change and you can minimize your risk. First thing to do is go get tested. There's a number of different great labs around that do all sorts of different toxic testing. And you can list probably a dozen of them off the top of your head. Do that because you need to kind of know where you sit in that stratosphere. What we know is the more you got, the more danger you have, which makes sense because it's not just the one like glyphosate that's terribly dangerous, but then you add it with a hormone disruptor, which makes hormones act on the change that the glyphosate has caused to accelerate the cancer. I mean, these hormones are kind of like antivitamins. They fuel everything that's bad for you, where vitamins fuel everything that's good for you. So working together, they get this machine going and all the outcomes are terrible. But cleaning your food, learning how to buy fresh food. I cannot express to people how often you buy something, it's a fruit, vegetable, leave it in the house or the refrigerator for a week, and then you decide to go eat it. Folks, it's called fresh vegetables. You're supposed to eat them when they're fresh. The best way to do it, there's a lot of organic places that will ship you a case of fresh vegetables that are organic, non-herbicide, to your doorstep every week, and you just chop those up and eat those every day. I still, for the last 20 years, do my green shake every morning. Now, my green shake has Napa cabbage, spinach, kale, carrots. I usually put a little rice protein powder in it, some blueberries. I spin it up. I might put in some of my powdered supplements. And that's my morning breakfast because I get about 8 different types of vegetables in that one blended drink, not juiced, blended drink. So I get all that fiber, which is nature's best detoxifier because it absorbs all that stuff and you poop it all out. That's one thing you can do. Also, stop buying things that come in a bag, box, and bottle. Stop buying chemicals that you store underneath your sink for cleaning your house. Go back to vinegar, go back to baking soda. You can still use ammonia. That stuff still works great. But all these chemicals that we made that are these super anti-greasers, those are PFAs and they're highly dangerous and we need to stop using them. stop doing dry cleaning because that's nothing but chemicals on your skin. Go back to ironing your clothes and stop taking them to the dry cleaners. That's just danger waiting to happen. Do not use herbicides on your property and don't let your neighbors use it if you can do it at all. Try to keep at least your home and your yard as a safe zone. Get a triple filtered reverse osmosis water filter. Now, you can be as small as an AquaTru, AquaTru, which is a little unit that you put on yourself. It has all the filters and it gives you great water and you just keep filling it up with tap water and out comes the other end. I love that because it's endorsed by a lot of strong people in the industry. And you can go all the way up to buying a unit that you fit under the sink from a company called Rainsoft. I like this company. We vetted them out. We tested their product. It performs admirably. It's $4,500 for the unit. It goes under your sink. And they have to replace the filters once a year. And if you order the filters, replace it yourself, it's only $150 replacement fee. It's a little bit more on the front side, but going on forward, the product has a lifetime guarantee as long as you own your house. And the replacement is only $150 a year, and that cleans all your water. Now, some people even go the next step and buy a whole house system. And you can buy it about $25,000. So now everything in the shower, everything in, or I don't spend that much. I just make sure that if it's going into my food or it's going into my clean canteen, which is stainless steel, that's what I drink. I don't leave the house. I have 12 stainless steel canteens. I fill them up with water, put them in the refrigerator, they get all cold, and then I get to take them wherever I want to go, and I don't have to worry about, I take these to restaurants. You can't take them in ball games anymore, but you know, you take them to events. I don't drink bottled water. I don't drink water out of a bottle, whether it's plastic or glass, because you don't know where that water came from, and when you test it, it's toxic. And it doesn't make sense, and I'm just going to spend the money on a filter. Let's do that. So there is a lot of things, Anne, that you can do that's every day. Buy fresh fruit and vegetables. Scrub them well. You can use half vinegar, half water, and just scrub them with that. It takes all the chemicals off it. Plus, it takes all the wax. Remember, there's a reason those vegetables look so great in the grocery store, because we spray them with pesticides and herbicides, and then we cover them with wax so they keep their color so they don't oxidize. And you're eating the wax, the pesticides, and the herbicides before you even bite into the vegetable.
Mm.
So you got to get that stuff off. And if you can peel the vegetable, even though that's a good source of fiber, I think the risk from the toxins are higher. So I peel all my potatoes, all my carrots, all my melons, everything I can. I just get the outer layer off and I throw it away.
So you would do that even with organic vegetables and fruits as well? You still peel it out. You don't trust that.
What we know now is, this stuff, even though you did put pesticides on it, it has pesticides on it. It's not as much as if you sprayed it, but it still has it on it. So I don't know where it came from. I didn't know where the farm was. But I do, and I do in Chicago, and we do in Michigan, and I do in Brazil, have a good source of vegetables and meat where I know, and eggs, where I know this stuff is coming from. And that's where I buy my food. So my food bill went up by 25%. But I have no doubt of where I'm getting the food from now. Now, does this stuff work? I did the plasma exchange protocol on myself 2 years ago, and my toxin levels have remained zero ever since, and I test them every 6 months.
Okay, so tell us about the plasma exchange, because stay tuned for this. This is going to be great. It's the first I've heard of it, straight from Dr. Savage himself. I read it on his website and I was still unsure exactly what it is, but he has figured out a way to remove the toxin, because we know throughout the years that even if we give you some detox protocol with supplements and all this stuff, you only remove about 20-25%. I've seen it in myself as well, but now he's come up with a program called TPE, Therapeutic Plasma Exchange. So can you tell us about that program?
So thanks, Anne. And this is one of the nice things about being in medicine that I've enjoyed very much, is I've had a couple aha moments. In the 1990s, I had aha testosterone. Like, wow, this really changed my life. And I was grateful I was able to bring that into my part in the industry of bringing it into traditional medicine world as well. I had an aha moment when I realized we had to collect the data so that we could actually prove which supplements work, and been able to do that with the software I built. But this aha moment happened after I retired. And it was from a paper that I read, because you and I know, and you guys need to listen out there to this very carefully, the five tenets of health are always about exercise, nutrition, sleep management, stress management, and detox. Now, nutrition, you got these guys doing really, really well. Exercise and hormones and building muscle, that part you got them on super duper well. And you and I both know when they exercise and they eat better, their sleep gets better. And then based on that, they can manage the stress a lot better, because what do you need to manage stress is good sleep, good energy, and good hormones. And you just gave them all those three. But when it came to the last one, detox, that's the one that never got answered in the time that I had in the world of medicine. And I retired regretful that I didn't have a better solution for that, and worried, because I saw in the 25, 30 years that I've been doing this that the toxins were growing, not only in quantity and amount, but in their effects on the world. Because I'm a statistician and I'm watching all these numbers over time, and I'll debate anybody at what the cause of all these chronic diseases are. But after retirement, I read this paper on this brilliant guy who's the Convoy's man and woman team, Stanford PhDs, who realized when they took an old arthritic fat mouse and a young brown athletic mouse, and they literally sewed their circulatory system so they shared the same circulatory system, and within 6 weeks, the old mouse turned young. And that spurred that whole thing with the young blood theory. And there's Brian Johnson taking his son's plasma, and there's all these talks about giving old guys plasma, and then there's all the political talk about drinking babies' blood. It's been around for a long time. But that's where that all came from. But what they found out after about 12 years of research was they couldn't figure out what the particle was that was making the old mouse young, because it had nothing to do with the young mouse. It had everything to do with the old mouse. The old mouse was toxic, and what they were doing was diluting out the toxicities by giving the young mouse's blood. So then they said, well, if that's the case, we can take the plasma out of the old mouse and give it back fluid and let it make its own new, fresh, non-inflamed, non-toxic, baby-fresh plasma. And that's what they did, and the young mouse, or the old mouse, got young. And there they found was basically the cure for aging. Now, plasma exchange that you're talking about has been around for 50 years. I used to use it in the emergency room. We used to get young ladies overdosing on drugs and digitalis. Basically, we'd hook them up, we'd take their blood out. Now remember, everybody has between 5 and 7 liters of blood. And on average, most people have about 50% as cells and 50% as liquid. The liquid we call plasma. So what we're doing in a plasma exchange is we're taking your blood out, we're putting it through like the same machine you're in the plasma donation centers that's separating the two things out. The only difference is instead of keeping the plasma to give to somebody else, we take a lot of it out. So it's not just a little bit. We take 70% of your plasma and we give you back a solution so that you can make your own plasma from your body within 24 hours. It's essentially an oil change. So guys, you get this really good, that if your car is not running well because you haven't done an oil change because all the gunk's building up everywhere, you give it an oil change, you change the filter, it works a lot better. Same thing with this engine. I mean, we are a biomechanical machine. We're a high-performance engine. You have an onboard computer, you burn fat, you have an exhaust system, you have an intake, you have an air, you have air pumps, you have water pumps, you have all this stuff in your car. And that's how it works. We also have a way of getting rid of the exhaust, and that's called our detox system. The problem is when it gets overwhelmed, you get too much gunk in the system, the exhaust doesn't work anymore, just like in a car. So you have to change the filters, you have to change the oil, you have to give it clean, fresh fluid, and that's what the plasma change does. But what we've done in our protocol is not only give you an oil change, but then we replace all the stuff that your body needs. So in the car analogy, if you imagine a car that's in a barn that's covered in weeds and dirt, been there for 50 years, the tires are flat, the gas tank is empty, the oil crank is empty, there's no sparks in the plugs. What the plasma change does is clean up the car, took all the weeds off, took all the dirt off. What our protocol does is then it gives it back the air in the tires, the gas in the tank, the oil in the crank, and the spark in the plugs. So now when the car starts up, now everything works and works better. Matter of fact, what we found, which has surprised us all, is that the detox systems started working again. And 6 weeks later, now 6 months later, the levels are even better. We don't know how long this will last. And we think that as long as we keep the person clean, out of harm's way, we're pretty sure this is going to go quite a while. But we also have some other therapies in mind that are able to keep the person clean, because my goal is that you only have to go get one oil change ever.
Oh, wow. So you said you had one done and you've been zero since then. It's been 2 years. Now, I want to clarify this from young blood exchange, because I don't want people to get confused with young blood, what you hear about getting young blood from young people to help you. This is totally different. Can you clarify what young blood is and what this is so people can understand the difference?
Yeah, that's a really important difference, because if you go on the internet and Google plasma exchange, what you're going to see is exchange with plasma, because that is a way that we do this. But we use that for disease states that are autoimmune diseases and all sorts of stuff. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about plasma exchange where we're exchanging it with albumin and saline.
With your own plasma. This is your own. You're not getting somebody else. That's the difference.
We're taking your plasma and throwing it away. And then we're giving you what's called saline, which is just sterile salt water. And then we're giving you albumin, which is just a protein that we add into the mix. And within 24 hours, your body will make new, fresh plasma. So the difference is tons. I'm an old ER doc, an old trauma doc. When I had a trauma patient, I was giving them plasma to try to keep them alive. By the time I'm putting up the 10th bag of plasma, I'm kind of asking myself, what's going to kill the person, the trauma or the 10th bag? Because there's transfusion reactions that happen. Whether you're in the best setting or not, there's just too many antibodies that too many people have. When you're talking about plasma exchange with this young blood theory and taking out old guys' blood and giving them young guys' blood, this is a very bad and dangerous idea. The risk of death is high with transfusion reactions. Matter of fact, plasma exchange with plasma has a 27% adverse reaction rate, including death. However, plasma exchange with albumin has a 3% side effect range, and they're very mild, like mild hypo, your sugar's down, your calcium's down a little bit, your volume's down a little bit, all of which we easily take care of in the office. No one has ever died from plasma exchange with albumin.
And that's why I wanted to specify, this is your own blood, and you actually go to the office and you sit down and they put an IV, they put a needle and then get out your plasma and then essentially put in new plasma with the albumin and the saline.
It's not new plasma. We're giving you albumin and saline to keep the volume open, and your body makes new plasma. So we're not giving you anybody's plasma, not even your own.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm glad you clarified that. Versus the young blood exchange, that you're getting somebody else's blood.
And if you can put a warning sign on the screen that says, warning, 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 listen to this one thing. Please listen to this one thing. If you ever have a doctor want to give you plasma for longevity purposes, run. Run fast and report them to the medical board. This is not supposed to, the FDA has banned it. It's not safe. Don't do it. It should only be done in the hospital setting in cases that need and known to have a need to be replaced that plasma immediately. This is not associated with longevity. It should never be associated with longevity. And if some doctor in longevity is telling you that's the way to go, do not believe him.
Thank you for clarifying that. So we talked about the TPE, which is awesome. So how does toxin affect your sex life?
Well, as we talked about, toxins affect everything in the body. So toxins also have this capacity to do what we call a hormone disruptor. In other words, they kind of look like the hormone and they take the place of the hormone, but they don't engage the cell the way the hormone does. So basically, they block the ability of the body to see the hormones that are out there. So this is one of the things guys come in to see me. They're like, I have getting testosterone. I'm not feeling anything. Nothing's changed. It's probably not the level of testosterone the problem. The problem is probably at the receptor level. The receptor is probably blocked by toxins.
Okay, so if you're having toxin, you're not getting enough testosterone, it is also caused inflammation in the endothelium as well, which is the lining of the blood vessels, which then will affect your erection.
Correct, because these toxins cause inflammation. These toxins cause damage from oxidation. These toxins cause all these hormones to not act the way they want to do. So the body doesn't have its defensive mechanism. It needs to take care of inflammation. And so everything gets inflamed. The arteries in the penis get inflamed and they don't work well. The arteries in the brain and the brain itself gets inflamed. So you don't have a libido. I mean, there's no way that it works towards your sexual health and longevity. In addition, with all this inflammation and all this disaster going on because of the toxins, and yes, it is going on in you today, even though you can't feel it because it is the ultimate silent killer. But then you have the body responding with cortisol, which is trying to put out all this inflammation, which is, you and I both know, the opposite of testosterone. Everything testosterone does, cortisol blocks. And when you're talking about cortisol, it's the king and the queen of all hormones. Nothing beats cortisol. So when you have that elevated because of all the inflammation, I don't care how much testosterone you're taking, ain't going to work.
Exactly. So for those that cannot do the TPE and we follow your guideline, is there anything else that we can do that will help at least get as much toxin as possible, aside from what you mentioned earlier? Are we kind of screwed?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to disagree with you. The procedure is not inexpensive. Do a round of three procedures, plasma exchange three times, which gets us above the 91%, 96% mark of getting people clean. That's $25,000. And to do it five times, which is what we recommend, that's $35,000. But please understand that everywhere else in the United States, you're looking at one just plasma exchange at $7,000. Our $35,000 includes all the testing, all the vitamins, all the nutrients, all the medicines, all the procedures, the entire package is covered in that amount. And so how much do you spend on your car? That's a good question. Because if you're going to spend that much on your car, isn't this vehicle the one that you probably should overhaul first before you go on to buy a new car? So it's all a matter about how you look at it and what you want to spend. And I'm working very hard to, you know how I am, but continually to get these prices down. We've actually lowered the price from $50,000 and $40,000 down to $35,000 and $25,000 because we've gotten better deals with our brokers. And as we continue to do that, I'm going to continue working to get this price down. I hope someday, hope that not too far in the very distant future, to get them considerable enough that even insurance may considering to pay for it. But Anne, you and I know that that is a hope. It's not a promise. And so I tell people, you really need to do something to think about. The things you need to do is clean up your environment and go get your toxins tested. That's affordable for everybody. Because until you know that, you don't know what kind of position you're in and whether or not you need to do something more definitive, as we are with the plasma, or with what we call plasma exchange, which is the whole procedure that we offer people.
What kit do you recommend that somebody can buy on Amazon that they can kind of test themselves for, like toxin?
I don't know if there are any of them available on Amazon. I think so, correct me if I'm wrong, because I do everything through the office, but I think Genova still has their, and Doctor's Data still does their metal.
Yeah, they do.
So, I mean, those are good kits.
Yeah.
You can look at these different companies, and I'll give you a list of them that you can put for people to look at. None of them are better than any of the others. They all work on the same kind of technology. And really, it's just a matter of price point. I mean, if you get the ones that have the more toxins in it, I think are better for you, because you need to kind of get a kind of a broad sweeping stroke, which test is the best for the first one. You know, and I think trying to get the one as most. And we, in our clinic, we use a combination of a couple different companies to get that broad stroke.
But somebody can start with, and you can go on Genova website and actually order the kit yourself. You don't need a doctor prescription to do that.
Doctor's Data is as well. And the Genova kit is very good. There's a couple companies out there actually just sell tests to consumers. You can go and so you just have to Google my own heavy metal test. I recommend the urine test because in our experience, what we found is that the urine test concentrates toxins. And it's easier, and you can test on a broader spectrum of all the different types of toxins. Blood testing does show you what's in the system, but it's also more diluted, and it doesn't have as many available tests as the urine test. And the urine test is cheaper, and you can do it at home, and you don't need any doctor. And I think that's a really good way for people to start.
I like that. I like the way how you mentioned the urine test, because I always try to at least be a resource for people that, hey, if I want to do this, how can I do this? Because we have listeners from Nigeria, New Zealand, and in Europe, and there's some way that they can start do some self-help. So you can get a urine toxicity test and do it yourself and follow Dr. Savage's guideline that he said before, and then maybe wait 6 months until you retest again, you would say?
Sure. Now, the thing is, when you retest in 6 months, the levels aren't going to go down. You just want to make sure they're not going up.
That's a good point.
Which is a good win for everybody. Because if you can hold it still, that's great too. One thing I forgot to mention that's important is we offer financing for people. And that's just through our clinic itself. We just offer people 50% down and then the other 10% every month for 5 months. Because I understand, I'm trying to do everything possible, as you know, I always do in this area, to try to make this accessible to everybody. And I will continue on that mission. I will continue on that mission through this entire process. Same way we finally got hormones. People don't remember how much testosterone used to cost 30 years ago, and it's really pennies on the dollar now. But a lot of it because we're able to get it for you guys. I do want to mention this. If you're not getting your testosterone from a compounding pharmacy in grapeseed or linseed oil, do not get your testosterone from the commercial pharmacy. That's in cottonseed oil, highly toxic, over the top amount of pesticides, herbicides. That's not good to be injecting into yourself. I really want, if you're on testosterone therapy, talk to your doctor about getting a compounded testosterone from a reliable compounding pharmacy, and Ann, you know all of them, that can give you this in linseed oil, grapeseed oil, sesame seed oil. Those are clean oils, and I have no problem with my guys injecting with that. But the cottonseed, and that's in every single one of the commercial brands, you don't want.
That's a good point to mention, because I always do the compounded pharmacy. Well, you taught me that, so that's why I've always kind of used the compound.
Now I'm just more worried about the toxins than I ever have been. But part of it is because we have an answer for the first time ever. I mean, what we've shown in the work that we've done is that we've eliminated between 50 and 100% of every toxin that we tested for. And even if we do it longer, the longer out we go and the more we run the protocol without the plasma change, this is just the supplements and the lifestyle changes and all those other things that are part of the protocol, we keep seeing the numbers on the patients keep going down and getting better. And that to me is absolutely fascinating and amazing and heartwarming, realizing we might have just found a way to get these things out of you, because we can't get the world to stop putting them in our environment.
Absolutely. So having said that, how can people find your office in Chicago and if they want to get the plasma exchange?
Well, the best resource is to go to our website at MD Lifespan. That's this right here. A lot of people find us through the YouTube channel, MD Lifespan, and also Instagram, MD Lifespan. Doesn't matter which social media platform you use, or you will eventually get a hold of one of our client service liaisons, and they can answer every question for you. And we make every effort in every case to do everything we can for every patient, because everybody matters.
And the only place that they can get it done right now is in Chicago. Is that correct?
Correct. We are in the process. We just patented it. We are in the process of getting this rolled out to a lot of the different longevity doctors, as well as other apheresis doctors throughout the country. But that is going to take us a little bit of time.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. And I'm actually going to be looking forward to some training for doctors as well. And maybe one of your doctors you're going to train.
Because I need you, because you fulfill a role that's critical in medicine, which is getting good information out to your constituents, to the people who listen to you. And that's why I always love hearing your podcast. You always got somebody who's showing me something. I'm like, I didn't know that. I'm going to have to look into that. You always have really provocative and interesting and knowledgeable guests.
Well, thank you. That's a compliment. And especially from a mentor of mine that taught me about everything I know about hormone to this day. So having said that, I was a little bit starstruck when we first started this interview. I'm like, oh my God, I'm interviewing Dr. Chavez, you know, the guy that I look up to when I was just starting out learning hormones. And I really appreciate you being here. And check out his website at mdlifespan.com. plasmaexchange.com. And there's a really nice video to show you what the experience of the plasma exchange is all about. And this guy knows what he's doing.
Come get your handouts on Get Clean and Stay Clean, because those are the things you can start doing today.
Absolutely. And I'll put that link in the show notes. So check it out in the show notes. So having said that, Dr. Savage, thank you for being with me today. I've learned a lot. I look forward to your program being more available, and I look forward to learning about that.
Thanks, Ann. I really appreciate everything, and you're still the superstar.
Oh, thank you.
Are you struggling and frustrated in finding a solution for ED? Well, I have just the thing for you. It's called the Modern Man Club, led by yours truly, Dr. Ann. Together, we're redefining male sexuality and embracing a holistic approach to overcoming ED without medication or surgery. I will provide a protective environment for a community and proven strategy to overcoming ED. It is a safe place, expert coaching by me and my team. We provide holistic approach to overcoming ED and an empowering community of men with ED supporting one another and lots of educational resources. Visit mensexualityclub.com at the link here on my right and connect with us and reclaim control over your sexual health. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.